I muck around with jam at home. Sometimes it becomes jam and sometimes it's a sauce. But this one's a mixture of Davidson plum, plum pine, and rye berries, which are one of the lily pillies. Would you like to try some? You can see that beautiful deep red colour in it. Intense flavours.
Wow, that's quite strong, isn't it?
It is.
It's, I suppose, the closest that I would have tasted is a Rosella jam.
Exactly. It's got that, that's the Davidson plum. It's got that little bit of tartness that you would find in Rosella jam.
But it's smoother.
Yeah. They're a lovely big fruit. A big, round, golf ball-sized fruit, full of a deep red, beautiful-looking flesh, and just two slender seeds in it. So most of that is actually usable flesh. There's two varieties, the North Queensland variety, fruits in autumn with great big hanging bunches, like giant bunches of grapes. We've heard of trees that produce up to 40 kilos of fruit, and they're just a tall, slender tree, like a tree fern or a palm in growth habit. Then there's the New South Wales Davidson plum, which occurs just on the border, like just in Queensland into New South Wales. It actually fruits in summer on the trunk, so you get these lovely pink flowers on the trunk and then followed by plums up and down the trunk.
19 years ago, Veronica Coogan met Graham White, the current president of Queensland's Bush Fruit Association. Now she grows up to 25 species of native trees, shrubs, vines and herbs in her Wichiti Grub nursery in the Obi Obi Valley, propagating by seed and cuttings, collecting, breeding and using grafts to achieve superior fruiting qualities.
We're still a small specialist nursery, but the lines that we've got now are better fruiting trees.
Bush foods, it's something that we really don't see in the supermarkets. Why is that?
We just haven't given them enough attention yet, and a lot of people just don't know what they are. So I don't think they're game to buy it, and they don't know what they're buying. A lot of the chefs now are starting to pick up on the bush foods and are using them. And once people have tried something made by somebody, they love it.
One success story that has been going gangbusters is finger limes.
Oh, yeah, everybody loves finger limes. And why wouldn't they? They're just incredible. The range of colours, the little balls of citrus caviar, they're so versatile. We can't keep up with the demand because everybody wants finger limes. And they're a small tree that can fit into anybody's yard. Also, the grafted varieties, you can keep them in a pot on your deck and they'll fruit really well for you as long as you feed them occasionally and water them.
You've just cracked open a native finger lime there and you can see it does look like caviar.
It does. It just looks like it's erupting with little balls of citrus juice.
Oh, yum.
This variety's got the pink insides. Some of them, that one there is green skin, green insides. You can get yellow skin, yellow insides. And the one we're excited about at the moment has deep red balls of citrus and it's just beautiful.
This would be fantastic in a champagne glass.
Oh, absolutely.
Is there another finger lime success story to be told in some of the other lines that you're carrying here?
Lemon myrtle probably is almost up there with finger limes. Everybody, I think, is familiar with lemon myrtle now. They've tried something with lemon myrtle, either food or cosmetics or soaps or that sort of thing. And once again, it's something that can fit into anybody's yard. It's a tree that you can keep pruned to any size you want. And being a foliage plant, grows in a pot too if you want to use it for that. This is our local pepper. As you can see, it's a beautiful vine with a lovely heart-shaped leaf. Get beautiful clusters of red berries, which when dried out, they turn black and get all crinkly like peppercorns. Then away you go, just chuck it in your pepper grinder.
Now in front of us, you have the Warrigal greens. How would you describe that plant?
I'd call it a rambling ground cover. It has an edible foliage, gets a lot of seed. So when your Warrigal greens die back, there's seeds dropped all around it. And with the next rain or decent watering, you'll get a whole lot of new Warrigals coming up again.
How do you use it?
Use it just like you would use spinach. Normally take the new growth tips.
Easy to grow in the garden?
Very easy. Also easy to grow in a pot.
Now we've got a bunya pine over there. Obviously it's going to take a few years for that to fruit. It's only about a metre tall.
That's right. Yeah, waiting a long time for your bunyas. And probably a bit big for the average yard. But if you've got room for them and you're happy just to let them grow, they're well worth having. You're probably looking at around 12 years before it would start fruiting.
And then you'd have to have like a warning, do not stand under this tree.
Exactly. Dangerous in December and January.
What else are we looking at here?
This one here is the curry myrtle. It's an inland plant and it's got a real curry sort of eucalyptusy smell. Great in dukkahs and seasonings as well.
And over this way?
This one's called the native thyme and it's a real earthy minty flavour, beautiful dried. And as you can see, it's a lovely looking little shrub. It's becoming really popular. People are becoming aware of that one and starting to use it.
Have you met many Aboriginal people who've been able to share their knowledge with you? Is it a lost art?
A lot of the information does seem to be lost around this area. I think with the people up in North Queensland that still live closer to the land, they have still got a lot of information they can share.
Well, so many of the Indigenous people were displaced from the Sunshine Coast during white settlement. There's
exactly.
only a few who remain from those families.
That's right. And they're a lot older now and may have even already passed away. And so the knowledge isn't getting passed on.
So this is an important role that you're playing.
I hope so, yeah. I'd really love the bush foods to come into everybody's awareness and to be used every day by everyday people. I think it's right under our noses and the flavours are amazing.